Okay, we're in the final parak in Hilchos Shabbos, parak Lamed, and we're dealing with Kavod and Oneg Shabbos. So in Alach Avav, we just dealt with previously that a person has to set aside, has special meals for Shabbos and special clothing and bathes, all Kavod Shabbos. Alach Avav, it continues, Af apishia adam chashab yoser, vein darko likach dvar min ashuk, v'lolis asek v'molachos shebabayis. Let's say a guy is like an important person, and he doesn't really involve himself with shopping or to take care of things in the house. Chayev lasos dvarim shein tzarach shabbos begufo shezehu kvoda. He's obligated to do things, right? Using his body, meaning he's obligated to help out, to get the house ready, okay? Because that's kavod Shabbos. It's an important point. So something, for instance, like cooking for Shabbos is a kiyum in kavod Shabbos. It's not just making good food, it's an actual kiyum in kavod Shabbos, and a person should strive to be involved in that. Chama rishonim, mehem mishahayim mefatzal eitzim vashom hen, mehem mishahayim mevashom aleich basar, golda psilos amalek neros. So as he explains, among the great chachamim, early chachamim, there were those who like cooked or salted the meat or gathered the wood. They were involved in what to many might seem to be mundane actions, but because they're kavod Shabbos, they had a certain intrinsic value. And like one of them would go out to the local grocery to buy food and drink, even though they normally wouldn't do that. So the more you do, the better. So again, the key point is that a person should seek out and find ways to be involved in Kavod Shabbos. And that's what's amazing about of stuff you do at Erev Shabbos. It automatically acquires the shame of being for Kavod Shabbos. Okay, Halacha Zayin, now comes Oneg. What's Oneg Shabbos? Okay, so Ezehu Oneg, Zesh Amru Chachamim, right, Shetzarech L'saken Tavshil, Shomen B'Yoser, U'mashkin Mevusom Shabbos, Hakol V'yamad Shal Adam. So what's Oneg Shabbos? Oneg Shabbos is that you make like a very, a very good food, like a fatty cooked dish, right, and a pleasant smelling drink, whatever you can afford. And the more you're involved in this, the more foods you buy, etc., it's praiseworthy. And if somebody didn't can only basically could afford, let's say, like boil food, like boiled vegetables, right? Because of Kavod Shabbos, that would be considered Oneg Shabbos for him. But I don't have to go and ask my neighbors to help me out. Let's say I'm down on my luck money-wise. I don't have to ask my neighbors to help me out so I can have a lot of food on Shabbos. Amru chacham arishonim, asei shabbos chachol v'atitzarach lebrios. Right? So it's better to make your Shabbos like chol and not get people to support you in this regard. So you don't have to go out and ask people to help you out to provide you good food for Shabbos. Halacha ches, mi shahaya anog v'ashir. Right, kol yom av kishabbos. Okay, so let's say somebody is very wealthy and he lives in a state where is constantly in a state of pleasure, meaning he has great food all the time, right? So what does he do? And every day is like Shabbos, right? Tzarech l'shanos machal Shabbos machal chol. So he has to make something different in what he's going to eat on Shabbos from the weekday. Vim efshar l'shanos. Okay, let's say he can't mishanes man achila. So let's assume there's nothing in the world he can eat that he hasn't eaten yet that he doesn't enjoy during the week. So then he has to change the time that he eats. So either if he usually eats early, eat later, earlier. So this would all be a way to distinguish his eating on Shabbos. Okay. Now, halacha tes becomes more of a codified halachic phenomenon, and that's the three meals of Shabbos. Okay. So halacha tes, chayv adam lechol sholosh sudos b'Shabbos. Okay. So a person's obligated to eat three meals on Shabbos, achas arvis, so one at night, one in the morning, and one by mincha. Now, it's not a coincidence that the Rambam writes it that way, and not to get into the whole sugya, but it's a big question how people can have their second seuda, right? I mean, their morning meal, after Zman Shacharis is over. Most people read the Rambam, and many Rishonim read it this way, that you have a meal at night, you have your second meal before Chatzos, okay, and then your third meal after Zman Mincha. Because that fits the language. So often, sadly, you'll have like a bar mitzvah and a shul, or the minyan starts very late, and when it's all said and done, you missed chatzos, and you missed your having your first meal. Your second meal. Not only that, but tzarich liyizahar b'shalos sudos elu shel yifchos ben klal. That's another important point. The Rambam is a little bit different than most Rishonim. The Rambam holds that all three meals must be great meals. Okay, often today, sudat shlishit is kind of like the stepchild, right? It doesn't get the attention it deserves. So, you know, people have like some salads and light fare. And according to some Rishonim, you don't have to wash. You could just have mizonos or even fruits. But not according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds each meal has its own discrete halachas, meaning its own discrete importance. And therefore, you shouldn't treat the third meal in like a secondary way. And even a poor person must ensure that he's able to eat three meals on Shabbos. Okay, but let's say you're sick from eating so much. Or let's say you fast constantly. You don't have to have three meals. So that's two very important points the Rambam holds. Number one, okay, every meal requires both yayin and lechem mishnah. Okay, so he holds by sudash lushit, you're supposed to have wine in the meal. Like you do for Kiddush during Suda Shacharis, and have Lecha Mishnah. And the second thing he holds is you have to have three meals in Yantav also, which again, there are Sfarim who do that, that you're chayv to have a third meal on Yantav as well. Okay, Lecha Yud. Achilas Basar Shosiyas Yayim Mishamis Oneg Gula. So now he says the standard, right, of Oneg Shabbos is meat and wine. V'hu Shehaisa Yadam Masekas, as long as you can afford it. But you can't, right, set your meal up, okay? You shouldn't have your suda done during the time that people are learning. Here, let's say when the normal shiur on Shabbos takes place in the base medrash. So what do you do? This was the way that the early tzaddikim would do. So he would daven shachar and musaf in shul. The yavol abeso, he go home. The yisod suda shnia, and have his second meal. Okay, the yelach lebeis medrash, right, and then go back to the beis medrash. Yikra, the yishma, and he learn, right, adam mincha until mincha time. The yispal mincha, then dav mincha. Va'arach yikva suda shlishis al yain. Biyocha v'yishta al motzi shabbos, and then he would be koveya his third meal on wine, and he would eat and drink until motzi shabbos. So, in the Rambam's ideal schedule, right, you daven hanetz, or daven early, right, you eat. Your breakfast becomes Suda Shnia, right? You learn the whole day until Mincha, and then from Mincha on, you can go ahead and enjoy the rest of your day. That is the ideal schedule according to the Rama. Yid Aleph, Asul Adam Shiyahaloch Barbi Shabbosos Yeser Mishlosh Parsos Mitzvos Yom Kedesh Yagil Abeso V'Oda Yom Rav the Yachin Suda LeShabbos. Okay, so a person shouldn't. Now this is not a Tchum idea, but a person shouldn't walk more than three Parsos right from the beginning of the day. Right, and then get home while the day is still there, and then prepare Suda Shabbos. Sharei ein anshe beis yodin shayom yavo kedi lachem lo. Vein sarach lomar imayam misareach itz lachem. Sharei mevayshon meishlo hechinu lahen davar royal orchin. And certainly, when it comes to going, if you're a guest somewhere, okay, that you don't want to embarrass them because they didn't prepare food for you. So again, the key point is you should always have food set aside, ready to be eaten for Shabbos. Halacha yibeis. Okay, this is important. Aser lehisanos, that we know. You can't fast on Shabbos. Vilizok ulehischanein ulvakesh rachim Shabbos. But you're also not allowed to call out or supplicate or ask for mercy, bakashos, okay, on Shabbos. That feel a bit sorry minitsaros. Shatzir misanim masrin alein. Ein misanim velo masrin b'Shabbos. Even for something that the entire tzibur would fast over and call out for, you can't do that on Shabbos, okay? So that raises a always important question, like, you know, saying Tehillim for a chola on Shabbos, right? That's not so clear whether you'd be allowed to do such a thing. That falls in the category of lizok lischani, okay? V'lo b'yamim tovim, and not yantav either. Chutz me'ir shikifu agayim onar osfina hametrefes b'yam, right? Unless it was a situation where, let's say, non-Jews laid siege to a Jewish city, or there was a boat with Jews on it that's sinking. Shemasrin alein b'Shabbos, Lazar Osan, Muschana Bakshan alein Rachman. That's the one situation where if there's an actual present potential calamity taking place, that's a situation where it's mutter to do. This also raises the question of making Mishra Berach for Cholam on Shabbos. It's not so pasha that you're allowed to do that. It's not so pasha. Especially, you know, you can probably rely on the idea that if it's a situation where the person's truly, their life's in danger. But often, mishabarachs are done, just stam, you know, like a person is under the weather. It's very questionable you can do that on Shabbos. Not so clear that it's allowed to do. Okay? Halachik Gimel. Okay, ain't sar na yero shall go in pachos shosh yam konam Shabbos. Okay, never laid, never what do you call it, lay siege to a city of non-Jews 3 days or less before Shabbos. Okay, kadesh shetishyashet das anshe melchama alein v'lo yimuv v'holam v'chudah b'Shabbos, because we want to make sure you give the people, the soldiers, time to be involved in getting ready for Shabbos. Okay, u'mneizeh ein mafligim b'spina pachos shosh yam konam Shabbos kadesh shetishyashet daito love konam Shabbos lo yistar yesu v'dai. Same with going on a boat. You don't want to do that 3 days before Shabbos, okay? Because you need time of Yishuv Das. Well, Dover Mitzvah, Maflik B'Yom, Filib Erev Shabbos. But of course, I can travel on the water, on the ocean, on Erev Shabbos. That's for a mitzvah. Uposakim, Elishvos, Vein HaShoves. Umatzul Atzidam, Chiyotzupan, Afil Dover Shus, Mutal Haflik B'Erev Shabbos. Okay, Umakum Shinogu, Shul Yafligu B'Erev Shabbos. Klal Ema Fligan. Right, so if you live in an area where Haflug on Erev Shabbos isn't done, you don't have to do it. Okay, Elochi Yadalad, another important one. Tasher Shemita. So sexual relations, right? Onik Shabbosi. That's considered Onik Shabbos. And there's a famous idea. Lefikach Onas Tamid Chachamim Habriim Elele Shabbos Elele Shabbos. Now we saw this in Deos, okay, for those who remember. But it is the custom of Tamid Chachamim, the healthy ones, that what they would do is they'd have sexual relations only on Friday night, okay? Umusar Umutta Livo Besula Lechatchila B'Shabbos Ve'emezel L'mishum Chovo L'mishum Tzar La. And you're allowed to have sexual relations with the Besula on Shabbos, ideally. Even though, what do you call it? You don't have to be concerned about it being injurious, since it's the first time she's having sexual relations. Okay, Lacha Tesvav. Okay, now the Rambam. It's been a long time since we've seen something like this, because Hilchos Shabbos is quite long. But as we recall, often the Rambam will return to a philosophical theme at the end of a major section. Okay? We saw it like by Tefillin, by Tzitzis. He's going to do the same thing here in Hilchos Shabbos. So he says in Lacha Tesvav. HaShabbos ve'avodah zarah. Okay, so he's already setting up a corollary. Shabbos and idolatry. Kol achas mishteyan kshkula keneged shar kol mitzvot haTorah. So those, each one of them is considered to be on par with all the other mitzvot in the Torah. The HaShabbos hi ha'os shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ubeinenu lolam. Right? That is the sign, as we know from Vishamru. That's the sign, the oath between God and the Jewish people. Levikach kol over al shar mitzvos. Therefore, if a person violates any mitzvah, he's a Rasha. It's an amazing idea. So Ram says, if someone's mechal Shabbos publicly, it's as if he's ovei avodah zarah. They're like non-Jews for everything. Now, it makes a lot of sense why. Idolatry is the rejection of the idea of God, which makes us unique. Shabbos is the positive oath. It's the positive thing, the positive identifier that separates B'nai Yisrael from everyone else. Shabbos. That's why it's so important. Levikach mishabeach hanavi v'omer ashrei enosh yaseh zos uven adam yachzik ba shomer Shabbos mechala. Right, v'chol shomer shabbos kil chasa mechabda umanga kibi kocho. Anyone who keeps Shabbos properly, right? Kavar mefurish b'kabbalah schar b'olam hazeh yesra aschar tzafon olam haba. Okay, it's a greater schar here, right? Az tisanek al Hashem v'kifticha b'mosi aretz v'hechalticha nachlas Yaakov v'icha kipi Hashem davar. Okay. Thus ends Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, so again, the Rambam's here it emphasizes why, what makes Shabbos so important. Okay. Oof. Now we start Hilchos Erevin. Okay? Erevin's a lot shorter than Shabbos. In fact, most of the sections left in Zmanim are much shorter. Okay? And we have already some familiar with Erevin because of Rishuyos. In other words, we know Rishus HaYachid, we know Rishus HaRabim, we know Mavoy, we know Chatzer. All this is going to come back now in a very brief way to understand how it works out that it's permitted to carry in certain situations. So let's start off with the Hakdama. Now, recall, every time, remember, I know it's been a while, the Rambam always lists, in the beginning, the Koseres, the mitzvos, okay? Now, if you look here, there's no mitzvah of an Erev, right? So the Rambam says, Hilchos Erevin, mitzvos aseh achas, right? Vehi medivrei sofrim, ve'ena min minyan. So there is one mitzvah, but it's a derabanan. So it's not counted in the mitzvahs. So it's funny, it's a very famous question, why the Rambam mentions this, but the point is, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah here, but it's a mitzvah derabanan. And as you'll see, you'll see in a second, what the mitzvah of Eruv Amid derabanan is. Okay. So let's again, Halacha Aleph is going to be review. The Rambam says Chatzer sheyesh ba shcheinim harbe. Okay, kol echam ehem bayis laatzmo. So let's say you have a chatzer, okay, and everyone in the chatzer has their own house. So if you recall, imagine like a courtyard, and people live in the courtyard, meaning they have their houses go out into the courtyard, all right, and people share that courtyard, okay. Din Torahu shu kulon mutar natatal b'chol chatzer mibatim b'chatzer umer chatzer batim. Okay, it's midoraisa. It's completely permitted to carry within the chatzer, from a house to a chatzer, from the chatzer to the house, okay? Simple. The chatzer is enclosed. So once it's enclosed, it's a rishus yachid, and you can carry within it. Not only that, right? Recall those alleyways, right? That has a lachi akora, like man has that beam on top, for example. Shiyu kol b'nei ha-mavoy mutar matata b'kulo, right? Remember, it's enclosed by three sides plus a lachi. It's 100% midoraisa mutar to carry there. Right, umachatzeros the mavoi, mavoi the chatzeros to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi and vice versa. Shekal mavoi rishus yachidu because the mavoi is rishus yachid bideraisa. V'chein adin b'medina like a city, shimukafas choma gvoa asar tvachim. If a city is covered by, is enclosed by a wall that's 10. So not only does it apply by a mavoi to a chatzer, but even also by a from a city that's surrounded by a wall. If the city is surrounded by a wall, that's a sar tefachim. Sheish la dlosos hunalos b'layla. Let's say it has doors, but they're locked at night. Shekulo v'shus yachid hi. Zehu din Torah, right? So what do we see? We see clear, right? Clearly that midar raisa, it's permitted to carry in all these situations, right? Okay. Okay, so one more time. So now comes halacha beis, okay? So again, just review halacha aleph real quickly. Well, the Rambam lays out for you, so let you know that midoraisa, all these situations, chatzer to mavoi, mavoi to chatzer, house to chatzer to house, within the chatzer, in a city that's enclosed by a wall, midoraisa, it's perfectly permitted to carry those areas because they're all the rishus yachid. But we know from Carmelis, right, we know the Rabbanan stepped in and were machmer. So it's interesting that Rambam now is going to explain the whole rationale. Halacha beis, avam divri sofrim, also the shcheinim, letatal b'shus yachid sheishba chaluka b'diyurin ad sheyarvu kol hashchinim kulam me'erev Shabbos. So that he says it's prohibited for neighbors who share a courtyard, okay, to ever carry, again, separate houses that share a courtyard, to ever carry in that area where they don't make an eruv. I know we don't know what an eruv is yet. We'll find out. But you have to make an eruv first. Echad chatzar v'echa mavoy v'echa medina. Doesn't matter where. It's in a walled city, mavoy, chatzer, the fact that the shchinim, the fact that people share a common public area, even though it's enclosed, requires an eruv. V'davar zeh takana Shlomo beis dinahu. And this is a takana by Shlomo and his beis din. Okay? And so too, halacha gimel, v'chein yoshvei olim, o sukkos, o machane shekifu mechitza. Right? So too, if you live in a tent, or huts, or a machane, right? That there's a mechitza around it, imetalta me'ohel le'ohel achiyar v'kulon. You can't go from tent to tent until an eruv is made, right? Aval shayara shi kufua mechitza, okay? But let's say you have, literally means members of a caravan, okay? We had this case before, that made a mechitza around them. Ein surich on the arev, they don't have to make an eruv, elim motzin me'ol ola below eruv, levishen kula me'uravin, vein osan olim kuin lahen. Because that's an interesting idea, it's considered like the armurav, okay, which we'll get to what that means soon, right? And they don't have actually permanent places that they live in, okay? This will come up later on, okay? Now the Rambam says, Alachadal, umeimah tikin Shlomo davarzeh. What was Shlomo Melech thinking to come up with this mitzvah of Erev? Kidei shelo yitu ha'am v'yomru, because he didn't want people to make the mistake and say, kishem shemutar lohotzi min achatzeros urechobos hamadina v'shok just like a person is going to say, well, listen, it's mutter for me to carry from my chatzer to the street of the city, right? Or to bring things in. Then it must be mutter for me to take things to carry, right, from the city to the fields. Okay, and vice versa. The yachshivu shashukim v'arachovos hoil. V'en rishos hakol. Right, harein kesados kumin baros. V'yomu shachatzeros bavad, hein rishos hayachid. Right? So what's he basically saying? I mean, it's pretty clear. What he's saying is it's the old slippery slope. That what's going to happen is that people are going to see that it's permitted to carry from A to B, and they're going to think if it's permitted to carry from A to B, then from B to C, and eventually C to D will lead to them thinking it's permitted to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So the point the Rambam is saying is that this Durabanan was created. And it's interesting. In other words, you'll see what the Erev is for. The prohibition exists, right? Because people are going to go ahead and think and are going to equate Hotzah from Domain A to Domain B. But what's interesting is that there's just simply an Isser Hotzah, but at the same time, there's a solution. And that's what makes Erevin so interesting. Meaning, Chazal instituted a prohibition, right, of carrying from A to B, unless you make an Eruv. And if you make an Eruv, then that rabbinical prohibition goes away. So that's halacha hey. Lefikach tikin shekol reshus ha-yachid shetechalik b'diyurin v'yechos kol echo echo bar reshus la'atzmo. So therefore, the takana was that any enclosed area that you have separate houses, for example, and everyone has their own reshus, v'yishar mimena makom reshus kulan, but there's some public area that they share, v'yad kulan shavibo, and everyone has equal, this is going to become tricky later on, but equal access, equal ownership to that. Like a courtyard. If you have a courtyard, so let's say there are five houses and they all share a courtyard. So everyone has, in a sense, equal ownership of the courtyard. Okay? So what's going to happen is that the public area becomes like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in the eyes of the people living in the houses because it's a public area. And then everywhere where, like, every, what do you call it, individual area where you live, like your house, that's the only area Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And it'll be prohibited then to carry from my house, for example, which is my private domain, into the area that's shared by everyone who owns houses in the Chatzar. Right? Right? So now you go to the other extreme, which is that at this point it'd be prohibited to carry at all. I mean, I couldn't carry from my house into the chatzar. That's what the Takana Rabbanan would do. Okay? But what do you do to get out of it, so to speak? If you make an Eruv, that's gonna allow you to carry in this area. So again, they took a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they were machmir to say as an Isser Hotzah, right? Which makes now you treat the chatzar like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but there's a way to convert it back again into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So let's just do this last halacha, okay? Halacha vav. Umahu ha'erev hazeh. What is this eruv? Okay? Hu sheyisarvu mamachal. Let's just deal with erev chatzeres now. Sheyisarvu mamachal echad shemanichin osam erev shabbos. It's very simple. Everyone joins together in collecting and setting aside food before Shabbos starts. Kolomar shekulanu meuravin. That we're all, in a sense, like tied together. The ochel echel the kulano, and one person eats on behalf of all of us. Vein kol echel menu cholik rishus mechavero, right? Elak shekashem shiyad kulano shav makom zeh shenisha the kulano, kach yad kulano shav bechol makom sheakas kol echel ba'atzma. Very anu kulano rishus acha. So basically, what he's saying? He's saying that just like the area that we all share is jointly owned by everybody, okay? So too, in any area of the chatzor that's private, also everyone has access to. And everything becomes one big rishus. So the whole area, the houses, the chatzar, everything becomes one big rishus, so to speak. Over ma'isa hazeh, and by doing it this way, lo yavo litos velidmos, right? Shemuto lohotzi lachdin shus yachlin shus rabim. And this is how they'll prevent from ever making the mistake of thinking you can carry from rishus yachlin to rishus rabim. So Chazal set up Eruv as not just a way to be able to carry, but it's a mechanism, right, to help a person distinguish when it is permitted to carry, right, and when it's not permitted to carry. And that's really what, according to the Rambam, that's what Erev does. It creates that distinction, okay? All right, tomorrow we'll take up...